time is 7 after the hour. And I'm looking at something that I don't usually look at. Actually, I'm dressed, which is something that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah.
A good day. That's the first step.
That's how you know that things are different.
Yes, the other people around me are very happy that I am dressed. That's very true. Having a 10-hour flight, it's 10 hours and 10 minutes over here, and it's almost 12 hours going back over here. Where would here be? I am in the studios of the Jerusalem Post, and having made the trip over here, looking out at what is a changed Jerusalem from when I was here before. It's interesting, Richie, they have the Talkers Magazine. For those of you who don't know, Talkers Magazine is sort of the Bible of the talk radio industry. And I was on the cover with Michael Harrison the last time I was here interviewing Benjamin Netanyahu. And so they have that out in the lobby of the hotel, radio studio. And since then, lots of things have changed here. Netanyahu was not in power then, he is now. And there may be some opportunity for me to talk to him during this week. But I think one of the reasons that when I was invited, I wanted to come back over here is because I find this to be a fascinating country in all kinds of ways. The contrasts, it's a lesson in contrast. You've heard me talk a lot about how things are not as they seem. I think that's the case with all of us in our lives and all of us in the routines that we are involved in. Nothing is ever what it seems to be. And you hear all of the discussions about the Iranians and their threat to Israel and the Palestinians and all of these things. This is called the Near Middle East. Israel and what's on the coast of the Mediterranean and Near Middle East. Then we have the Middle East. And then we have the Far East. And so being here is a comfort, frankly, even though this place, people who are in a country, imagine yourself, if you can, and many of you who have maybe been here or lived in a situation or been in a war zone, if you can imagine what it's like to have sort of a threat all the time on you and your existence. I say this with frequency. How could you live? How could you survive? How could you feel good? How could you have anything that seemed normal in your life? Yet, the Israelis are able to do that. And in fact, it's a great place to come and not only learn. I don't like to go on vacation. I don't take vacation. But if somebody invites me to come to a place like Israel, I will come because it's an opportunity for me to do something that's a little bit different and for me to observe and to talk about and to help you understand what's going on. In this case, what's going on in Israel is pretty much business as usual. And that's what's so amazing about these people. It's so amazing about this country because people don't, do they get upset about what the threats are against them? Yeah. But they live their lives. The one thing that I observed, Richie, remember last time I was here?
To build a defense system that the threats know that if they were to try anything, they could blow the bejesus out of them.
Right, and that's what this. I was thinking.
They have such an incredible defense system that everybody knows. If we try anything, it lights out for us.
Well, that's what I was thinking on the plane coming over here. How it is that in this circumstance, the Iranians, they're going to develop some nuclear. Maybe they've already developed some nuclear capacity to do stuff to raise Cain. But how do they? We all know that I'm a dinner jacket is out of his mind. But can they be so far removed from reality that they think they will survive doing that?
The guys in the halls here were talking about this the other day. And finding it interesting that the Iranians have had two, quote-unquote, accidental explosions in nuclear situations over the past month. Yeah. They aren't saying what happened, but quietly people are thinking that the Israelis are taking shots at them and the Iranians don't want to admit it, and so that they're not admitting that anybody has attacked them, that it's been an accident.
And it's not likely they're going to admit that to me while I'm here either.
No, not at all.
The circumstances, no.
But wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, it would be. And I love looking at the headlines in the Jerusalem Post. Whenever I travel any place, I always grab the local newspaper and try to get an impactful view of what is important to the people who are here. What are they talking about? What is their news about? There's a lot of concern here about the European Central Bank, European Union, the Eurozone, because so much trading is done. Israel is a very important trading partner with Europe. So you can imagine they're interested in that. The front page of the Jerusalem Post, Egypt's Islamists poised to take parliamentary majority, but official results again delayed. Is there concern about the Muslim Brotherhood here? I was talking to some people on the plane, and I think I may have been the only goy on the plane, frankly, on the way over here. The LL is a wonderful airline, and I always enjoy riding on them. We were on a 777 from Newark, and there are different there's different reasons for people. Hanukkah is next week, isn't it? Hanukkah's next week? Yeah, Hanukkah's next week. So a lot of people coming over here for a visit. Here is a headline. Israel seeks new friends to counter Islamism. Looking for friends and allies further afield to counterbalance dramatic Islamic gains in the immediate neighborhood, i.e. Egypt and their parliamentary elections. I think we'll have somebody in here this week to talk about that. I'm going to be here all week long. As a matter of fact, through next Monday here in Israel, and I'm taking advantage of an opportunity that was presented to me to participate in a couple of different trips. There are a couple of different groups that are over here now, but I think I'll spend probably most of my time with a group of actors who represent American television and movies who are interested in what's going on. There are lots of folks who come over here, and if they have connections to Israel, it becomes, again, I don't want to say fact-finding. It's a visit that brings people to a situation where eyes and ears maybe need to be opened. And that, by the way, it's not much different than a lot of other places. You can go to countries. I found that was when I went to China, how much different my impression of China was versus what you read about or what you hear about. And I think that's the thing that I encourage. The sad thing about Americans is there are so few of us. Only about a third of the country has a passport. So people don't travel. They don't come, whether it's to Europe, where we feel most at home, because there are a lot of people, quote-unquote, like us, who are there. But I assure you that coming to Israel would be a trip that would be worthwhile for anybody to take. And especially this time of year, frankly, because the Holy Land is the focus of activity, whether it's Hanukkah or whether it's our Christmas celebrations, ours, because they're two different religions, two different celebrations. And so as a result of that, there's a ton of tourism going on, and we're going to talk to the deputy director of, tourism in Israel in just a matter of moments here. The Good Day program. I'm in Israel. Jennifer's in California as usual. Richie's in Washington. It's 14 past the hour. Good day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Actually, the essence of radio, everything is national because Israel is about the size of the state of New Jersey. So there's one big radio station in New Jersey. It's New Jersey 101.5.
Right.
that covers the whole state pretty much. I mean, you get influence from New York and Philadelphia and there are other...
Well, you think New Jersey things. Radio, that's the bang.
Right, that's what you think of. Okay. So here in Israel, there are there's one station for each of the formats. And so as I got into the cab to come from the Tel Aviv airport, Ben-Gurion Airport, to the hotel, excuse me, here in Jerusalem, the guy turned it on. This is the first thing I heard. This song. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Gotta love the Hollies.
Yeah, you do love the Hollies. Yeah, no question about the fact that you gotta love the Hollies. So, I want to spend some time now, if I may, with Oren Drori, who is the Director of Marketing and Tourism here in Israel. Oren, nice to have you here. You were listening to me talk about why people come over here. There are different reasons, different times. Is this a busy time of the year around the holidays?
It's very busy, and actually we had a very good year last year, and this year tourism is really up in a very big boosting trend.
Americans, Europeans, people from all over the world, where do most of the tourists come from?
One quarter are from the United States.
One quarter of the tourists come here. So how many in terms of volume? How many do you have?
We're talking about close to 700,000 North Americans that are coming to Israel.
Every year?
Every year.
700,000.
700,000, which is actually one of the biggest destinations for Americans. Long distance destinations.
Right.
We're not talking only like vacations.
So we're talking about Toronto. Most of the jump off spots are Toronto, Boston, New York, although Boston doesn't have a direct flight here. New York does, Philadelphia does.
People are doing connections also as well. People are coming from California, like over 100,000 are from California.
100,000 people from California.
Yeah, Florida and the rest of the states. And actually, we are aiming and targeting, by the way, only one quarter out of those are Jewish.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to pause for a moment. I do want to, I want to know about the makeup here. 21 after the hour on Good Day from Israel.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday the 5th of December, and Jennifer and Richie, feel free to engage as you always do, even though I'm 9,000 miles away from you, it still sounds like I'm with you. Isn't it great technology?
Yeah, no different for us.
Yeah,
most
of it. Great.
I mean, I can't make my my iPad work for you know what, but other than that, it's I always like... Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. It's nice, and you feel more at home, and folks who are listening feel more at home, too. It sounds like, okay, he's somewhere else, so what?
Everything's normal.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest. Oren Drury is the director of tourism. 700,000 people a year come to Israel from America. Where do you draw much from Asia? Do you draw much from South America? Europe, I'm sure you draw.
60% are out of Europe.
60% of Israel.
Mostly today, by the way, are Russians.
Are they?
Yeah. And
Russian Jews or Russians?
No. Russians, regular Russians, not necessarily Jews. I wanted also to say just before that the capacities of the Jewish traffic into Israel as a whole is about 1/4. By the way, more or less the same, slightly higher from the United States.
Really?
The rest
of there wasn't. I wasn't kidding. I wasn't being facetious. I was probably the only Christian that was on the plane.
It could be a matter of a specific flight, but there are flights also that sometimes we as Israelis feel we are the only Israelis.
Really?
It goes both ways.
Now, you know what? It's funny. Although the Hasidic Jews are obviously more identifiable, and for some reason most of the plane was filled, and I don't know because I left from Newark instead of JFK, but I know from Los Angeles, one of the winters that I lived in Los Angeles recently, I lived in a neighborhood of Hasidic Jews, and it's just a whole different cultural thing, but I think they feel it's important to come here at least once in their life, don't they?
Yeah, not only they, by the way. One of our main messages to potential tourists, is, visit Israel, you'll never be the same.
Yeah, I've been here, this is my fourth time, I've been here three times. And I say to everybody, people say, well, what is there about it? I think that it's almost indescribable, but when you go into where I was most impacted the first time I was here, was going into the walled city, going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, going down into the bowels of the church and just sitting on the steps. You cannot experience that unless you are completely numb to history. Even if you aren't a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, whatever it is, you can't escape the history that's there. And that's what I have felt anyway.
I think, by the way, you've said it without noticing. Visiting to Israel is an experience, first of all and foremost. It's not a vacation. Yes, you can combine a vacation. You can also enjoy, you know, great beaches. Any other types of
activities? Yeah, they're great beaches.
Great.
The hotel I stayed at the first year was on the beach.
On the beach in Tel Aviv area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, correct. And not to mention the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, the Sea of Galilee.
I went into the Dead Sea and it didn't sink.
You didn't sink.
No.
Of course. Nobody
can sink
in
the Dead
Sea. You cannot.
And it was cold. It was a cold day, but I wanted to go in. But that sort of stuff. But there's so much. Anybody who comes from any sort of religious connection, you find the things that are written. I mean, you hear, it is written. But it is written. And you can look at the Jordan River, for example. It's like a little creek. It is really a river. It's just a little teensy. And the agriculture.
It's not the Mississippi, I can tell.
No, it's not the Mississippi. But the agriculture around it is so compelling. That's one of the things. Every inch of ground here is used, that there isn't a house on, is used for agriculture, right?
Correct. Almost.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find, I've asked my hosts here to find a dairy farm. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I want to go to one of the, I have not, any time I've been here, been to a dairy farm, an Israeli dairy farm.
You can find, peculiar, it's not peculiar, but from
one is it because you don't want meat and dairy if this is not kosher, right?
No, but we eat dairy separate and meat separate.
Yeah.
So we do eat both of them, not necessarily at the same time.
Right.
Dairy, by the way, products are extremely developed in Israel. Israel is actually known in its dairy products all over the world.
And beside all of the tourist stuff, people come here because there's industry, the computer, the high-tech world. I think this is outside of America. Isn't this like the second most, at least it was when I was here before. Maybe that's changed a little bit.
They call it the second Silicon Valley. That's the name, the official, right. Almost the official
second
name.
Silicon Valley. Is what.
But I can tell you, you probably maybe read the book Israel, the Startup Nation, which actually says about, the types, the number of startups that are in Israel, in the terms of high-tech in particular, are actually the highest in the world compared to the size of the population.
Well, we're not business-friendly in America anymore because there's too much government. Here, the government gets it and gets out of the way and lets people get started.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Yeah, right. But I think that's, you see these things, people complain, well, why can't we do more of this? Because we're the people who got started. America was really on the forefront of a lot of this stuff, and now we've fallen back because there's so much government. People don't want to start businesses there. Come over here, you can start a business. It's not complicated because they want the business here.
Not only this, I think that youngsters in particular, the young generation, are into, innovation.
Yes.
And it's, in a lot of ways, it's in the blood of Israelis. In all. Not all of them, but in all.
Right.
And this is what makes, the need to improvise all the time, the need to create.
All right, in 30 seconds, if you had one place that you would advise Americans to go and they came over here, where would you tell them to go?
First of all, Jerusalem, without a doubt.
Right.
It's the crown jewel.
Yep.
Out of this, besides this, the Dead Sea.
Yeah, Dead Sea.
And then the Galilee area.
Go to Galilee.
And then we'll talk later about these specific activities that you can do.
All right, I'll give you a few more minutes in a moment. We have Oren Drori here from the Tourism Department.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm broadcasting from the studios of the Jerusalem Post in Jerusalem. Good place for the Jerusalem Post to be, right? And you wouldn't expect it to be in Tel Aviv. What's the big newspaper in Tel Aviv? Or in Drury's here from the tourism department, tourism ministry. What's the big newspaper in Tel Aviv?
It's Yediot. Yediot Ahronot. It's the Hebrew newspaper.
What is it called?
Yediot. It's the biggest paper actually in the country.
It is.
Yeah. And it's not Tel Aviv, you know. It's situated in Tel Aviv, but it's in Israeli.
Yeah, it's in Israel, like the US, like USA Today in Israel, right?
Let's make the...
Was I right about the radio station? I was saying that a few minutes ago. They're pretty much all national stations, different music, but everybody in the country can hear the same.
They're national, but they're also local radio stations.
There are some
by the
local
way.
Stations.
Yeah,
there
are
well.
Local stations as well, yeah. On top of the national ones.
Yeah. All right, so if you're just joining us, Oren and I were talking about why people come here, where they're coming from, and you said that you wanted to add a postscript to something as we were talking about where to go. We were chuckling about the Jordan River and how small it is. Also, the everybody wants to go to the Dead Sea and jump in it. Yep, that's fine. You go to the walled city in Jerusalem, or you just stand on the hill in Jerusalem and look out over that history, because that's what it is. You look out over. I remember the last time I was here, a young fellow who was an American who'd come over here to work for a couple of years. And that happens a lot, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of young American, young European, young Russian, they come from all over.
From all over the world.
The world. And sometimes they are sort of volunteers. They work in service, or they'll go into the army, that kind of stuff. And so this kid's name was David. I remember that. And he was from Philadelphia. I remember that. And he had this the whole story of the valley. And it was fascinating, again, because of all the major religions in the world starting there. Basically, that's they started there.
That's the place where it all began.
Yeah. And so you think about it, and it seems so tragic. I say this all the time. People may be tired of me saying this. There are plenty of examples, especially in the walled city, but in Jerusalem, where all of the religions get along fine. So why the heck can't that be the way it is, you know, in the rest of the... I was talking to a lady on the plane about that, and she rolled her eyeballs and, you know, said, "You naive Americans." But it's something to aspire. You don't like living under the...
On one end, it's a utopia, but on the other end, it's everybody's dream in this region. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this.
Yeah. All right. So to the person who's listening in America or around the world at DougStephan.com, and they are worried about coming over here because they think there may be some kind of a problem, what do you say to those people?
Listen, the story of our life in Israel is the misconceptions about Israel, and you've stated it before. The beauty of Israel is that it's so small, and but on the other end, it's so diverse, and as you said, literally every step you take, you step upon a piece of history.
Yeah.
Now, after being here once... or just asking maybe a colleague, a family member, or someone from a community that you've known that has been to Israel, and he will tell you that usually those conceptions about Israel change 180 degrees
when you come here,
and after you're going back. And usually you're becoming an extreme advocate about going into Israel. And I'm talking about the safety issue, which is a non-issue at all.
Yeah.
Actually, our kids are walking alone much freer than in most American
But there are later on this week we're going to talk to a mother of a child who was abducted, but they were Israeli kids that were abducted by terrorists, and that situation wasn't good. But in terms of safety, if you're a foreigner coming here, it's not the same as if you
even for Israelis, because I'm telling you, maybe there were a few occasions that you can still count on one hand. But it's nothing to compare to the issues that deal with crime in most Western big cities around the world, actually.
Right.
Modern cities, at least. Second is the issue of the modernization. Some people still think that we're riding camels.
Yeah.
Yes, there are camels here.
Yeah. Well, there are, but they're very
modern
desert, city.
But we are driving regular cars.
Right.
And the third issue is...
And by the way, if I may interrupt you for a second.
Yeah, sure.
If you look at the cars, this is the drama of me seeing this first time I was over here. Richie, you remember me talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it this morning when I was driving the cab. Some of the drivers over here are crazy, and they just want to. They just push you out of the way. They will. And I was one woman was driving. I felt like the cab I was in. There was a guy on my left and a guy on the right, and they just kept pushing and pushing as the road got narrower. I don't know who was going to. And I just sort of laughed because I'm used to it. Because if you look at a lot of the cars over here, are pretty banged up.
They're playing the chicken game.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
I'm kind of joking, but of course we have also a little bit of the Oriental environment.
Yeah.
But basically, it's getting better as well. And also, the main thing is also the diversity of the people, mm-hmm. and by this also I mean the knowledge of the languages. And so, people who are coming here can feel at home because almost everyone speaks English to some extent.
Well, the European or the white Jewish population versus those are the settlers versus the natives. Which are darker skinned, have a different. There's the influx of people into Israel after Israel was formed, and their families. You think you're looking at Europeans, and you are, in essence, the ancestors.
But you know, the Jewish people came from all over the world.
Yeah.
They're also black Jewish from Ethiopia on one end, and of course the people that came from Europe, but also from the Arab countries around us, especially in the 50s, after the establishment of the state of Israel.
Right. Yeah. Bottom line. This is a fantastic place to come, and I'm not saying that because somebody's twisting my arm. The reason I'm here again is because I think there's so much value to coming here, and it's maybe a personal thing with me because we all like to come back to things and places we enjoy. I grew up in a very New England-y congregational Protestant church environment, and what we learned about, or what we thought we knew about for the Nativity, for example. When I got in the cab and went to Bethlehem the last time I was here, I mean, you just think of what you thought it was versus when you look at it what it is, and again, it just changes.
It's the Bible comes to life.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone has a spot in Israel that can relate. He or she can relate to.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. You don't have to be really religious,
But yeah, I'm not religious at all.
They can appreciate history.
I don't like religions, in fact. I'm very upfront about it.
History and culture.
Yeah. Terrific history. Just amazing things that you can experience here. Thank you for visiting with us.
You're welcome.
Nice
Thank
to
you.
Have you here. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Lauren Drury is the Director of Tourism Marketing in the Ministry there. In a moment, we meet Richard Kincaid, who is our Christmas Star of the Day here on Good Day.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
According to the 2010 census, 15.3 million children are living below the poverty line, the highest in 70 years. This holiday season, you can take a big step toward helping a child in need through the Robbies by Stride Right Season of Giving program. Now through December 16th, for every Robbies by Stride Right shoe purchased at Stride Right retail stores or at StrideRight.com, one new pair of Robbies shoes will be donated to the Kids in Distressed Situations charity, which brings hope to underprivileged and disaster-struck children each year. By participating, you will help KIDS continue their 26-year mission of providing children and their families with self-esteem and hope through a gift of something brand new. Since 2007, Stride Right has proudly contributed more than $4 million in new shoes globally to nonprofit agencies in the KIDS network. Stride Right hopes to donate up to $150,000 retail value in shoes through the Season of Giving program. Visit StrideRight.com or KidsDonations.org for more information. I'm Gail Humphrey.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
I present to you Richard Kincaid, one of the most added Christmas songs of this new season, called Magic Holiday.
Cider warming, cinnamon morning, it's a magic holiday. Schoolboys laughing as apples are dabbling. It's a magic holiday, and green is colorblind as she awakes.
All right, this is a great story, Jennifer.
Almost one.
You're going to love this. Richard Kincaid was a businessman. And as a matter of fact, the CEO of the largest publicly traded real estate company in the country. But he decided it wasn't fulfilling. And he decided to return to his first love, which is music. He came from Ellenwood, Kansas, which is a town of 2,000 people. He is like I am, in a sense. I was talking about some of the church music earlier. Mr. Kincaid, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
So you know, my reference is I'm in Jerusalem, in Israel, doing my program this week. So you're hearing me over here. It sounds like I'm there, but you know, that's the brilliance of technology. And I was talking with somebody here about my own church background, and I loved it really from the first moment I was in a little junior choir to being in choir. And you apparently have had the same kinds of experiences in college, and that's kind of a cool thing. So you studied voice and music when you were in college, is that right?
Yeah, I did, and I did a lot of musical theater.
So how the heck did you get into the real estate business?
Yeah, I have a rather strange background. When I was studying music, I also was studying finance. I almost had like a minor in music, and I ended up getting my MBA at the University of Texas, and then I got hired at a bank, and then I was working at a bank, and literally went, and I got hired by a big real estate entrepreneur, a guy named Sam Zell, who's really one of
the... Yeah.
So I worked for him
Chicago,
for like 20...
Sam Zell has spent a lot of his money involved in the radio business.
Exactly.
God love him. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I started to work for him, which was crazy, because he's like such a
he's
entrepreneur.
Crazy. Yeah, he's a crazy guy. Not in a bad way. He just push, drive. Yeah, I understand.
So I was doing in his sort of like an in-house banker for him, and I was the chief financial officer, and then I was chief operating officer, then I was chief executive officer for Equity Office Properties, which was the largest office company in the world at one time.
Yeah.
So
he'd be a good guy to know.
Depending
on what we wanted to pursue. So you have written any of these songs, or are these songs that are written for you, or songs that you find that are like Magic Holiday? Where'd that come from?
Magic Holiday was written by David Taylor, who's been my producer and vocal coach and amazingly talented guy. He's the pianist in the background. And, you know, we were... You know, someone was saying, hey, you should do a Christmas song. We were like, well, all right. But we wanted to do a new song that sounded like an old song. So we kind of were looking for that Vince Guaraldi trio. And so David goes, oh, yeah, I've did a song in 2003. I wrote it. And so he played it for me, and I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Liked the sound, you know, it was different. David, we've done a lot of his songs.
All right, so you have a new album on the way next year called Mosaic, and you have some Elton John music, some other things that are in there. And what I'll do is invite you to come back again when that's ready to go. What I do in terms of time, what I do want people to hear is your version of Angels. Richie,
great.
Can you play a little bit of this? I'd like to have... This is part of this Christmas CD that you've got. Online is richardkincaidmusic.com. KINCAID, richardkincaidmusic.com. This is Angels.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate?
How, Mr. Kincaid, how old are you?
I just turned 50.
All right. Did you have a voice of a younger man? People probably tell you that, right?
Yeah, they do. I just wish the rest of me was a little younger.
Yeah, I've got you beat, so you be happy where you are.
Yeah.
Just crank this up, Richie, a little bit.
Let salvation let their wings unfold. And when I'm lying in my bed.
So what does Zell think of your music? And are you still working for Zell, or are you on the music world, on the music treadmill all the time?
Well, I do. I'm doing music, and I also started a foundation after we sold the company. So a lot of what I do is philanthropic.
Yeah, the Because Foundation.
Yeah, Foundation. But I stay in touch with Sam. It was funny. He and I were in China one time, and, you know, they make you do karaoke. So yeah. I was belting out some karaoke, and he kind of looked at me and went, what?
Who is this guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And I want you to, this is, you can download this music, RichardKincaidMusic.com. But I do want you to come back next year when you have that new album. I want to talk more about the Because Foundation, because it looks like you're doing some great work. Thank you for joining us and helping us with this great music.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
A significant day in history. Today we pause to remember. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It happened 70 years ago today. CBS radio newsman John Daly broke in with the news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
FDR's address to the nation included these unforgettable words.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The attack left more than 2,300 Americans dead and prompted America's entry into World War II. There will be observances and ceremonies held across the country today, including a special ceremony in Honolulu. Each year, as all of us grow older, we lose more and more Pearl Harbor survivors, those who were there, those who share stories of that fateful day. Among those still with us, Dick Thill, who was there on December 7th at Pearl. His ship, the USS Ward, fired the first American shots of World War II. In fact, the Ward sank a Japanese mini-sub that was trying to sneak into Pearl Harbor an hour before the air raid began. Thill said years later he met the commander of another Japanese mini-sub who told him he could have sent Thill's ship to the bottom of the sea that morning.
He told us, well, you know, I could have sunk the Ward any time I wanted to, but I had strict orders to use my torpedoes on either an aircraft carrier or a battleship. We're just thankful that he obeyed his orders and didn't take a shot at us, because he could have wiped us out.
Today, we salute and remember those who were there, those who paid the ultimate price on December 7th, 1941. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
e-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/10. Rebate ends 1/3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow up 52 points, closing at 12,150. S&P was up 1 point. NASDAQ fell 6 points. The head of the FAA stepping down after being charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. Police in Fairfax, Virginia, say Randy Babbitt was spotted driving on the wrong side of the road this past Saturday night. A roadside test determined he had been drinking. Babbitt said in a statement, quote, "I have submitted my resignation to Secretary Ray LaHood, and it has been accepted," end quote. On the Republican presidential campaign trail, Mitt Romney blaming a busy schedule for not being able to sign up for a presidential debate in late December, in which Donald Trump is the moderator. Romney saying he talked with Trump about it.
Spoke with Donald Trump earlier today. I indicated that we just can't make this debate.
Ah, yes, the old previous commitment thing. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, the only candidate so far who have said they will be at that Trump debate. And finally, we all know the song. It's packed with goodies for the season. On that first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Well, in what has become an annual tradition, the folks at PNC Wealth Management calculate how much it would cost to purchase everything in the 12 days of Christmas. And the 2011 price index is out. A partridge in a pear tree, for instance, will run you $184.99, up $23 from last year. Two turtle doves, $125, an increase of $25. Let's see what else. Three French hens, same price as last year, $150. Skipping down the list, oh, the seven swans are swimming. 6,300 smackers, up $700 over last year. Maybe we can get some swans that don't actually swim, just float or something. And those 10 lords are leaping, $4,766.70. That's a lot of leaping. Anyway, when you add it all up, it comes to a grand total of $24,263.18, a 3.5% increase over last year's Christmas price index. Let's face it, it's cheaper just to sing the song. I'm David Weiss. That's the news. That matters.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support. For your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Long range.